This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
And McClellan, or Jim's wife, Janet, says says that she, for his, so that he would get better, that period of, lost for words here.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, I'm Trash. As always, brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can visit them online. Go to MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, those guys will always listen. NMLS 2239. We've got a greatest selling album of all time. Do you guys want to guess what it is?
I saw this story today. It just became, right?
Jed. Rockstar, any idea?
I have not seen it.
Male or female?
It's a group.
Males.
Yeah.
Plural. The group?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what it was, right?
No.
It was Thriller.
Yeah, it was Thriller.
Yeah, this just passed
Thriller.
Yeah, this just passed Thriller.
Something by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
The Recording Industry Association of America told the Associated Press today that the Eagles album, their greatest hits, 1971 to 75, now certified 38 times platinum, which means album sales have now reached 38 million. The album was released in 1976 and pushed Jackson's Thriller into second place.
Boy, does that not surprise you that it's only 38 million, though?
They got some money because the Eagles Hotel California, released in 1977, is now 26 times platinum. It's the third best-selling album of all time. So how about that? They released their greatest hits in 76, and then they come out with what most people believe is their greatest album the very next year.
Let me ask you, more recognizable Eagles song. To me, it's Life in the Fast Lane.
I think it's Hotel California.
Hotel California, Desperado.
I think Hotel California is kind of their
Get over it. Oh, get over it.
Hate that song.
But Life in the Fast Lane is a...
It's very recognizable, obviously. But I think Hotel California, more people would recognize that as the Eagles than any other song.
Which one makes you sing out loud first?
None of them.
None of them. The Change Channel.
Oh, you got it.
I like the Eagles.
Tequila Sunrise.
Your Lion Eyes?
Woman?
I think Lion Eyes or Tequila Sunrise, one of those two was their first number one hit.
I mean, they should have made a bundle, right? All those guys are just loaded. Gosh. They've got to be. Don Henley and Glenn Frey's estate have got to be loaded.
I mean, all together, those guys are worth, over $1 billion.
They must be.
Okay, I've got some origins of common sayings.
Don Henley is passed too?
I said Don Henley and Glenn Frey's estate.
Glenn Frey is the only one.
Don Henley's alive.
Okay, I thought so.
I can't believe Joe Walsh is still alive, but... Okay, so I've got some origins of common sayings. You guys are pretty good at these, so I'm going to give you all opportunities. You ready? To butter someone up.
To butter someone up. I think back in the day.
Always back in the day.
They always are. They go way, 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 way back.
Yeah, back in the day that to get people out of bad situations, they were stuck. You'd have to butter them up to slip into.
Okay, Winnie the Pooh.
It's a big girl right there, Donnelly.
Yeah.
I think it goes back to they used to butter the turkey before they would stick into the oven so that the turkey would come out better and it made it look better. So I'm buttering you up to make you look better.
Okay, this is ancient Indian custom of throwing butter at statues of gods to seek favor.
Back in the day.
Way off buttering someone up. Okay, cat's got your tongue.
A cat has your tongue.
I'm going to tell you this one's a little harsh.
Okay. I'm going to say that back in the day, cats would always show up on your front step with birds and other things, and one day came back with a cow tongue.
That's a big, how big a cow tongue is?
I'd like to hear the story about that.
Speaking of tongue, back to
the cow can't tell you. You don't have a tongue.
Back to the song that we tweeted out earlier, The Fleas on Rats, take on Hollaback Girl from the Black Death.
Right.
I didn't realize people got a black tongue before they went down.
Ooh. Oh.
So that was the telltale?
Yeah. Ooh, Rockstar, you do not look
at that. That's one of the lyrics. When you get the black tongue, they're going to bury you out back, girl.
Yeah,
like the girl.
So awesome. So anyway, cat's got your tongue. It's from medieval times. liars would have their tongues ripped out and they would feed it to the cats.
Gosh. That is awful.
Tasty
he was lying.
Treat for the old feral cat.
Hope that biscuit's tasting good today on the drive-in.
Okay, we're doing some origins of common sayings. You guys tell me where rubbed the wrong way came from.
Yeah, rubbed the wrong way. What I'm going to say that this goes back to times where people had leprosy. They had like some sort of medicinal that they could, some medicine they could put on it early on to try to stop it. But if you rubbed it the wrong way, it was extremely painful to the leper.
I'm going to say back when we traveled by horse, you rub a horse one way and it feels good.
Always the wrong way when you rub a horse.
If you rub the horse the right way, it's a smooth go,
gotcha,
but if you go the wrong way,
it's out of way off. Referring to colonial woodworkers who would try to dry rub the oak against the grain.
Makes sense, yeah.
Pleased as punch. I have not heard this in
it's like a Brown
30
thing.
Years.
It's a Brown thing.
Brown's pleased as punch.
He's pleased as punch with his offense right
now. You guys aren't getting it.
I'm going to say it's when they used to spike the punches back in the day. It made you a little jolly, happy.
That's actually not bad, Dunaway, but this is a 17th century puppet show for kids called Punch and Judy. It featured a puppet named Punch who would kill people, then feel very pleased with himself afterwards.
What did Judy do?
Before he was pleased as Punch. She just sat there and laid.
Judy didn't rat him out to the cops?
She was texting Urban's wife.
Okay, another origin of common saying, giving the cold shoulder.
I think this is goes back to early times, back in the day. Mm-hmm. When you, when the marriage bed got upset, the wife would turn over and her shoulder was outside the sheets, thus it became cold. But it also shut you off, so you're getting the cold shoulder.
Really, really good.
I think it goes back to the morgue.
It's not cold. Right.
Everything's cold in the morgue.
Hell, his shoulder's cold, his knee's cold.
In medieval England, it was actually a polite way to signal to guests that it was time to get out, to leave. The host would serve a cold piece of meat from the shoulder of beef.
Oh, how about that? Mm. What a bad way to realize it's time to go, though.
Here's your getaway, meat.
More than you can shake a stick at. I'll never forget Billy Bob Thornton on the craps table of Indecent Proposal saying that about Robert Redford, saying that he could get more than he could shake a stick at.
Yeah.
Back before, back in the day, old men, they would shake sticks to get people out of their yard. Shake a stick.
Well, get people out of the yard, but farmers herded sheep by waving sticks.
Right.
When they had more sheep than they could control, the phrase was born.
More than you shake a stick at.
More than you can shake.
Makes sense.
This is crazy. This kid's only 2, and he's already smoking 40 cigarettes a day, and this is a true story.
This can't be true.
It is. Reports of the Indonesian toddler's nicotine addiction has made headlines worldwide. Now, the boy, identified only as Rap, was said to have picked up the dangerous habit after picking up cigarette butts off the street. Now, when denied cigarettes, he would throw tantrums until his parents eventually gave in. He's been puffing for about a month and a half now, according to local media. Quote, my child is so used to smoking while drinking coffee and eating cake, said his mom. If I don't give him a cigarette, my kid goes berserk. He needs to have a cigarette before he can fall asleep, going through about 2 packs a day, she added.
I don't know why he's also drunk.
Hey, Mom, what's for breakfast?
I don't believe
he's got a little southern accent.
I don't believe that story.
I don't either.
I mean,
isn't it the same kid we see sitting there smoking the cigarettes all the time in video? Same one.
I don't know. We've got the Americans can actually, based on their music taste, it says a lot about their bank account.
Oh, interesting.
So if I told you the high-end genre of music, as far as
Ray Stevens,
what millennials, this is all about, this 1,500 millennials, TD Ameritrade actually put this together. If we did average income, what do you think their top genre would be?
I'm gonna say country.
Country came in dead last.
Okay. I thought we were picking the worst one. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm going to say...
7 genres here. Country's dead last at $58,000 a year on average.
Okay. I'd go hip-hop then, Jim.
I would.
It's the opposite of country, basically.
I'm going to go pop.
Classical was number 1, $114,000.
Oh, nerds. Wow.
Number 2 is electronic, $92,000.
Like Sandstorm?
Hip hop, $69,000 at number 3. 80s/90s at number 4 at $67,000. Hard rock, number 5 at $65,000. Then it was top 40 at $61,000. And country came in dead last at $58,000.
Top 40, that's where the money should be. By the way, if you Google rap smoking cigarettes, you end up getting the kind of cigarettes rappers smoke.
Those left-handed cigarettes.
Yes.
And how to wrap them yourselves. It's all right there on Google.
The Mary Janes, I think they call them.
The marijuana cigarette.
That'll make you happy as punch or whatever the saying was. That's Trash on the Table, brought to you by
our friends at the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call Tanner, Joe, or Chris, 815-9200, or online, mortgagerightradio.com, NMLS 2239.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.